As job fairs go, this one isn't much to look at. Only a handful of applicants showed up at the event hosted by a local temp agency. But the low turnout could actually be a good sign. Sarah Hanna is the placement coordinator for QPS, the temp agency that's hosting the job fair. She says turnouts in general have been
actually low lately, which is actually a good sign for the economy, I think, because when there are a lot of jobs, it makes our job a lot harder to find decent people. This time last year, it was really easy to find candidates because a lot of people were out of work. But I think that's changing. So makes our job a little more difficult, but it's a positive sign, I think, for this area.
Marcus Henry lives in Clinton and was laid off 4 months ago. He says he looks for work every day, but today he sees something that gives him hope.
I've been to a lot of job fairs in Milwaukee, but every job fair I went to was like kind of busy. This is the first job fair I ain't seen without a line out the door, so.
The State Department of Workforce Development's new job report has more good news for workers like Henry. Chief Labor Economist Dennis Winter says it appears the days of mass layoffs and hiring freezes are over.
And now we're starting to get job notices for tens and hundreds of workers. We've got almost 25,000 job orders out on Job Center of Wisconsin. So there's jobs out there. It's increasing, and we're starting to battle back. You know, I think we're kind of over the hump.
The State Department of Revenue's new winter economic outlook predicts unemployment will fall below 7% by next year. 2 years ago, during the worst of the recession, the rate hovered near 9%. QPS placement coordinator Sarah Hanna says she's noticed the uptick in the job market.
It probably started around fourth quarter, I'd say, of last year that things really started to pick up. We started to get busier. We started to see companies growing. We had new companies coming to us as well. So, yeah, I definitely do see an increase since last year.
But Tammy Scoville from Beloit has only seen an increase in the number of temp jobs she's had. She quit her full-time job 2 years ago because she wanted to move closer to her kids. But she couldn't find work in their town, and pretty soon savings started to run out. Scoville says she's gone through 7 temp jobs last year and 2 so far this year, and nothing seems to stick.
I don't know where the jobs would come from that they're adding. To tell you the truth, I think that these temporary places, I think they'll bring you in and they'll lay you off, bring you in and lay you off to where that, because I've tried to collect unemployment on these places, and you can't do it because you haven't worked there long enough.
Economist Winters says temp jobs have increased lately, but that it's a sign of overall job recovery. Manufacturing, education and health services, and trade, transportation, and utilities are the 3 fastest-growing sectors in Wisconsin. They'll add more than 25,000 jobs this year. Amy Croning has been looking for work on and off for 2 years, in addition to being a full-time mom. She says she's trying to keep her chin up.
I am optimistic. I mean, everything turns around. Everybody goes through a recession and comes back. I mean, it's possible. But until I see it for myself that there's more job openings and like, oh, there's a new factory opening and, you know, then I'll be optimistic. But right now, I don't see much happening.
Croning has reason to be somewhat optimistic. A Manpower survey found that 22% of companies in Wisconsin plan to hire in the next quarter, while just 8% plan to decrease staff levels. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.